I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and for you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. I see skies of blue and clouds of white, a bright blessed day and the dark sacred night. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. Colors of the rainbow, so pretty in the sky, are also on the faces of people going by. I see friends shaking hands, saying, how do you do? They're really saying, I love you. I hear babies cry, I watch them grow. They'll learn much more than I'll ever know. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. Yes, I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning and welcome to Trinity Lutheran Church. It is good that we are here. And thank you for joining us on this beautiful, sunny, quarantine Mother's Day. I give thanks for my own mother on this day, but also for my grandmother, Irma Elliott, who survived two successive quarantines with their youngest children during a scarlet fever epidemic. But unlike our current quarantine, she had no technology, and it was against the law to leave the apartment or for anyone else to enter. Mother's Day 2020, unlike any that we have experienced. Our season of disruption has been extended. We are not together right now as church, but we are still the church together. Yes, this is the day that the Lord has made, so let us rejoice and be glad in it. Gathered now by the miracle of technology, we worship in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Carl is going to sing a Mother's Day favorite for us this morning, a hymn that has always touched our hearts, but he has rearranged it this morning. He has jazzed it up a little bit for us, Morning Cry.
Baptized to see your life unfold. I was there
not your weary eyes. I'll be there as I have always been, with just one more surprise. I was there to hear your morning cry. I'll be there when you are old. I'll rejoice
The Lord be with you. Let us pray. Gracious and loving God, we thank you for the blessings of this day, and we call upon your Holy Spirit, asking for comfort and hope and inspiration. Bless our worship, bless our families and this community. Blessed to be a blessing, we pray in the name of our risen Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Our first lesson this morning comes from the Old Testament. It reminds us that there is only one who knows us from our mother's womb to our final breath. So we're going to head out to Bush Point, where Patricia Nielsen is waiting to share this lesson with us.
Good morning. The first lesson is from the 139th Psalm. Lord, you have searched me out and known me. You know my sitting down and my rising up. You discern my thoughts from afar. You trace my journeys and my resting places and are acquainted with all my ways. Indeed, there is not a word on my lips, but you, O Lord, know it all together. You press upon me behind and before and lay your hand upon me. Such knowledge is too wonderful for me. It is so high that I cannot attain to it. Where can I go then from your spirit? Where can I flee from your presence? If I climb up to heaven, you are there. If I make the grave my bed, you are there also. If I take the wings of the morning and dwell in the uttermost parts of the sea, even there your hand will lead me, and your right hand hold me fast. For you yourself created my inmost parts. You knit me together in my mother's womb. I will thank you because I am marvelously made. Your works are wonderful, and I know it well. The word of the Lord.
Thank you, Patricia, and give Tom a big hug for us. One of the wonderful Mother's Day traditions that we look forward to each and every May is the decoration of our sanctuary by our preschoolers. The little ones who are entrusted to our care carefully and colorfully decorate their gingerbread bodies. They have done so, as you can see this morning. Those little people adorn the wall behind me. Now, the preschoolers all love Mr. Carl. He comes to sing with them each and every week. Midway through my sermon, Mr. Carl is going to sing a song about the blessings of children. After all, without children, there would be no mothers or fathers or grandparents. It is a Thursday night in Holy Week. It was the night when Jesus was betrayed. Soon he would be arrested and beaten. Soon his disciples would be despairing, alone in the darkness, and plagued by guilt and shame. Jesus had some understanding of what the hours ahead would hold. The disciples had no idea how this dark night would unfold. Things seemed so normal. They were eating together, sitting at the feet of their rabbi and teacher and friend, Jesus. Our reading now from Holy Week, from the Gospel of John, the 14th chapter. Jesus said, "Let not your hearts be troubled. Believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house there are many dwelling places. If it were not so, would I have told you that I go and prepare a place for you? And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and will take you to myself, so that where I am, there you may be also. The Gospel of the Lord. Into the brokenness and pain, Jesus says, let not your hearts be troubled. Into the uncertainty of this long season of lockdown and isolation and loneliness, Jesus says, let not your hearts be troubled. Into the anxiety, the grief, and the loss of this pandemic, Jesus says, let not your hearts be troubled. In my Father's house are many dwelling places. Dwelling places, a house, a home, a sanctuary, a place of rest, family photos on the wall, heirloom furniture, a dinner table where guests are seated to enjoy food and fellowship and laughter and perhaps a glass of wine. Many dwelling places. So how is it going for you right now? How is it going in your dwelling place? Don't answer, because I already have a pretty good idea. If you live alone, you are lonely. And if you live with someone else, you are losing patience with them, or they're losing patience with you. Let's just say that the quarantine honeymoon is over. And if you have children at home, you are likely losing your sanity, as are they. Parents now have a whole new appreciation for the work of school teachers. How is it going in your dwelling place? Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Let me hear you say that loud enough for God to hear us. Lord, have mercy. Mother's Day 2020. In my Father's house are many dwelling places. Now, let me say up front that I don't have a house. Now, I have an office here at church. You've seen it. It's messy. I have an office at church, and I dwell in a house. Legally, it may appear that the house belongs to both of us, but that's an illusion. The house belongs to Felicia. Her attention to detail has made a condo into a home for us for the past 23 years. This dwelling place is her domain. I am a boarder, a high-maintenance boarder at that. On Mother's Day, we are reminded that we were created in the image of God, all of us, male and female, equally created in the image of God. It is a human error, then, to think of God as a man or to think of God as a woman. If we think of God as being exclusively female or male, then we have created God in our own image. We have it backwards. You see, God is not a male, even though it seems like he's not listening most of the time. And God is not a female, though she is nurturing, loving, always looking to bandage up our skinned knees. Let not your hearts be troubled. In God's house, there are many dwelling places. Dwelling places. Let's talk for a moment about dwelling places. Now, I'm going to ask you to stop the worship service for a few minutes. Please take out a piece of paper and a pencil. And what I want you to do is recall by name all of the different dwelling places that you've lived in your life. What places you have called home. Can you remember their addresses? Can you remember the neighbors who live next door to you? How long did you dwell there? Who were you dwelling with? What memories do you hold dear from that place and those people? And I'd also like you to share the list and the memories with those who are worshiping with you this morning. Now, for some, this exercise may take a few minutes. For some, it may take an hour or more. But this is what I'm promising you. I am going to wait for you. I'm going to wait for you right here. I will wait patiently until you return. Okay, pause that video and remember your dwelling places. Thank you for coming back. I was a little lonely and a little worried that you might not return. Dwelling places. The promise of God is very simple. When this life is over, when our journey on earth is completed, we will have a dwelling place in heaven. We are just passing through this world. We bounce from our parents' home to a college dorm to a city apartment to a place in the suburbs to a waterfront estate and to senior living someday. And through it all, there is one who knows us. There is one who loves us and forgives us and keeps watch over us like a loving mother. Mother's Day. Now, I would like to read for you now a beautiful and familiar story, a story that never gets old because it describes our journey. Perhaps it describes our earthly mother too, but then again, maybe not. It speaks of God's never-failing love for children, and that is what we are, children of God, on Mother's Day. So I would like to read for you The Runaway Bunny by Margaret Wise Brown, pictures by Clement Hurd. Now I'm going to ask the children who are here this morning if you'd like to come forward, and any former presidents who might be here as well, come on up close and I'll read to you. As I'll read to you, Mr. President, thank you. Read The Runaway Bunny, one of my favorites, and I hope it'll be one of yours. Once there was a little bunny who wanted to run away. So he said to his mother, "I'm running away." "If you run away," said his mother, "I will run after you, for you are my little bunny." "If you run after me," said the little bunny, "I will become a fish in a trout stream, and I will swim away from you." "If you become a fish in a trout stream," said his mother, "I will become a fisherman, and I will fish for you." "If you become a fisherman," said the little bunny, "I will become a rock on a mountain high above you." "If you become a rock on a mountain high above me," said his mother, "I will be a mountain climber, and I will climb to where you are." "If you become a mountain climber," said the little bunny, "I will be a crocus in a hidden garden." "If you become a crocus in a hidden garden," said his mother, "I will be a gardener, and I will find you." "If you are a gardener and find me," said the little bunny, "I will be a bird and fly away from you." "If you become a bird and fly away from me," said his mother, "I will be a tree that you come home to." "If you become a tree," said the little bunny, "I will become a little sailboat, and I will sail away from you." "If you become a sailboat and sail away from me," said his mother, "I will become the wind and blow you where I want you to go." "If you become the wind and blow me," said the little bunny, "I will join a circus and fly away on a flying trapeze." "If you go flying on a flying trapeze," said his mother, "I will be a tightrope walker, and I will walk across the air to you." "If you become a tightrope walker and walk across the air," said the bunny, "I will become a little boy and run into a house." "If you become a little boy and run into a house," said the mother bunny, "I will become your mother and catch you in my arms and hug you." "Shucks," said the little bunny, I might just as well stay where I am and be your little bunny. And so he did. Have a carrot, said the mother bunny. It's a beautiful story, boys and girls. And here's the secret to understanding this story. God is the mother bunny. Now, before I send you back to your families, Carl is going to sing a song for us at this time.
If it weren't for kids, have you ever thought there wouldn't be any grandmas or pas? Well, look what the stork just brought. Thank God for kids. And we'd all live in a quiet house without Big Bird or Mickey Mouse and Kool-Aid on the couch. Thank God for kids. Thank God for kids, there's magic for a while. A certain kind of sunshine in their smile. Did you ever stop to think or wonder why? The nearest thing to heaven is a child. Mama, how does this thing fly? And 100 other wheres or whys? Well, I really don't know but to try. Thank God for kids. When you look down in those trusting eyes that look to you, then you realize there's a love that you can't buy. Thank God for kids. Thank God for kids, they're little for a while. There's a certain kind of sunshine in their smile. Did you ever stop to think or wonder why? The nearest thing to heaven is a child. When you get down on your knees tonight and thank the Lord for a guiding light, pray they turn out right. Thank God for kids. When you get down on your knees tonight, thank the Lord for a guiding light. Pray they turn out right. Thank God for kids.
Thank God for kids. Mother's Day. Mother's Day and the promise of a dwelling place. So where are we going with this? My friends, there is a symmetry in God's creation. Sunrise, sunset, light and darkness, labor and rest. For everything, there is a season and a time for every matter under heaven, a time to be born and a time to die, a time to mourn and a time to dance, a time for quarantine, and a time to embrace our families. I would like to end this morning by reminding you of something that you already know. Your life began in a dwelling place. You just arrived there. You had nothing to do with it. You paid no rent. You had no mortgage. Your every need was taken care of for you. Your first dwelling place was your mother's womb. Your mother's womb, where God painstakingly knit you together from a few cells to an incredible human being, a human created in the image of God, a complex snowflake. In all of human history, there has never been another you. You are unique. Your life began in a dwelling place, your mother's womb, God's creative partnership with a woman. Side by side with your mother, God took a chance on you and then entrusted it all to your mother. Your life began floating in a hidden lake, deep inside of the flesh and blood of your mother. A single umbilical cord was your lifeline and your connection to the world. Your connection to a world that you did not create or choose. Your connection to a woman whose voice you may have recognized, but whose face you had never seen. Mothers, imperfect reflections of God's love. Mothers, flawed and human like all the rest of us. They did their best, or they didn't. They sacrificed for their children, or they couldn't. They were tender, loving, and nurturing, or perhaps they were not. Maybe no one took the time to be tender, loving, and nurturing to them. We are all products of our raising. The playing field was never level. No matter how the story played out, your mother's womb was your first dwelling place, the house that raised you. Let not your hearts be troubled. Let not your hearts be troubled, for God is with us. We are not and cannot be alone. God is with us, and someday we will leave this amazing womb of planet Earth. And we will once again have a dwelling place. We will just arrive. No plans of our own will make it happen. No human achievement can purchase this dwelling place. And no human failings or sin will keep us from the loving embrace of the mother bunny. We will be pursued. Pursued by a God we cannot outrun. We will be chased down in the far corners of creation. We will be met in the deepest places of our despair, in the darkness of our doubt. Mother God will not be deterred. Our Mother God will not be defeated. Nothing will stop her. Don't you see? We have come from the womb of our Creator, and we will return to our home, our real home, the place that we have subconsciously longed for all of our lives. We have traversed the globe hoping to find it. We have searched for home through intellectual pursuit. We have wandered off to strange lands like prodigal children, only to be broken by our rebellion. But the dwelling place we seek cannot be found. No, this home will find us. This bunny means business, and that is the gospel of the Lord. Carl is going to sing for us at this time.
Is this the little girl I carried? Is this the little boy at play? I don't remember growing up. Get to be a beauty? When did he grow to be so tall? Wasn't it yesterday when they were small? Sunrise, sunset, sunrise, sunset, swiftly flow the blossom. How is the little boy a bridegroom? Now is the little girl a bride? Under the canopy I see them side by side. Place the gold ring around her finger, share the sweet wine and break the glass. Soon the full circle will have come to pass. Sunrise, sunset, swiftly flow the days. Seedlings turn overnight to sunflowers, blossoming even as we gaze. Sunrise, sunset, swiftly flow the years, one season following another, laden with happiness and tears.
We lift our hearts in prayers to God at this time. Each petition will end, Lord, in your mercy, and our response, hear our prayer. Let us pray.
Let us pray for all people according to their need.
Motherly God, we pray in thanksgiving for all mothers and motherly caregivers today, for those who find great joy in family, and for those who mourn lost connections. Bring peace and happiness to all families today and always. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer.
We pray for those who are growing weary of quarantine and who long to greet friends and family in person once again. Grant us patience as we wait out the long days of separation so that we can all gather again in joy and celebration. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer.
We pray for those who are on the front lines of this pandemic. Medical professionals, mail carriers, grocery store employees, garbage collectors, teachers, and farmers. Wrap them in your caring embrace, bringing them rest and renewal. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer.
We pray for good cheer, gifts from the heart, Helping Hand, Readiness to Learn, and other local aid organizations as they strive to bring food and assistance to our hurting and hungry neighbors. Help them as they work to connect resources with those in need. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer.
We pray for Camp Lutherwood, Camp Luther Haven, and other camps and summer programs as they make plans for the upcoming summer. Guide them as they look for ways to continue to connect with children and families, even though this year they may not be able to gather in person. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer.
Into your hands, gracious and loving God, we commend all for whom we pray, trusting in your mercy, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
The peace of the Lord be with you always. Please share a sign of peace with one another.
Peace be with you.
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 From the shores at Lagoon Point,
may the peace of the Lord be with you always.
We miss you.
Just one announcement, really, and that would be that we had a fantastic food drive last Tuesday. Thank you for everyone who came out to see your church staff and for everyone who brought food. The folks at Good Cheer were overwhelmed by your generosity. And now this morning, we have the privilege of a greeting sent to us, a personal greeting to Trinity Lutheran Church from our Bishop, Shelley Brian Wee.
Dear Beloveds of Trinity, grace and peace to you. I am Bishop Shelley Brian Wee, and I am so thankful for you. I am thankful that we are in partnership together in the Northwest Washington Synod. I'm excited to hear about the ministries that you are doing on Whidbey. And I am so thankful for the generosity that you have, because your ministry spreads from Whidbey to throughout Northwest Washington Synod and throughout the ELCA. Thank you for your generosity, for your spirit, and for your faithfulness. I know that these are difficult and strange times. Many of you are feeling isolated, frustrated, lonely, perhaps scared. It's understandable right now, right? Please know, though, that you are surrounded in community. Not only are you surrounded by the community of Trinity, but you are surrounded in holy community. Know that God is always with you, and that Jesus is holding you in this time. And the Spirit is leading and guiding you. Remember that we are a faithful people, and that no matter what happens in this world, that we turn to God and we trust in Jesus, knowing that no matter what, we are God's beloved. I thank you for you. I give blessings to all of you mothers today on this Mother's Day. And I wish you all peace, Christ's peace, in this time. Amen.
We dedicate our gifts and our entire lives to God as we sing together the Lord's Prayer.
Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours.
Now receive the benediction. As you stay home or as you go out, may God bless you and keep you. May God's face shine on you and be gracious to you. May God look upon you with favor and give you peace. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Now our sending song this morning is by the person in our office who takes care of all the details for us. Robin is going to sing us a great song to go out on, Keep on the Sunny Side.
There's a dark and a troubled side of life, but there's a bright and a sunny side too. Though we meet with the darkness and strife, the sunny side we also may view. Keep on the sunny side, always on the sunny side. Keep on the sunny side of life. It will help us every day. It will brighten all our way if we'll keep on the sunny side of life. Though the storm and its fury rage today, crushing hopes that we cherish so dear. The cloud and storm will in time pass away, and the sun again will shine bright and clear. Keep on the sunny side, always on the sunny side. Keep on the sunny side of life. It will help us every day. It will brighten all our way if we'll keep on the sunny side of life. Let us greet with a song of hope each day. Though the moment be cloudy or fair, and let us trust in our Savior always, who'll keep us every one